This morning, Neil Gorsuch was sworn in as the newest Supreme Court justice in two ceremonies, one private at the Supreme Court, another public in the White House Rose Garden, where President Trump spoke.
I've always heard that the most important thing that a president of the United States does is appoint people, hopefully great people like this appointment, to the United States Supreme Court. And I can say this is a great honor. And I got it done in the first 100 days. That's even nice.
But there are also questions on this, the 81st day, where President Trump stands on Russia, on Syria, following mixed messages this weekend. Let's bring in Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Robin.
Start with Justice Gorsuch. Lots also being made in the last few days of Chief Strategist Stephen Bannon's embrace of certain theories. One of them is rejection of the administrative state. This is a move to get rid of federal agencies or the regulations they administer. And Justice Gorsuch is said to hold some of the same thinking. How would you characterize how momentous this day is, his appointment?
It is certainly important in the history of the Supreme Court and the conservative majority that's been in place there since the 1980s. That was in jeopardy a year ago when President Obama named Merrick Garland to the vacancy created by the death of Antonin Scalia. That was an extraordinarily difficult moment for conservatives thinking that Scalia's seat would be taken by a moderate in Merrick Garland. But they decided that it was important enough to take the chance to not act on Garland at all, just ignore him, never have any hearings, and chance that Democratic voters or voters in general would not take such exception to that, that it would cost them the Senate or that it would affect the presidential race. As it turns out, it seems that the prospect of getting someone like Scalia into Scalia's seat was a major motivator for many Republican voters who voted for Donald Trump, and he has now given them what they hoped he would.
Exactly. To Syria now. Before the apparent chemical attack on civilians, the Trump administration said removing President Assad was not a priority. Trump's critics even say that's what emboldened Assad to make that apparent chemical attack. But yesterday, U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley said ending Assad's rule is the top priority. Well, then Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said stopping ISIS was. On Fox News, National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster was asked who's right.
Well, both Secretary Tillerson and Ambassador Haley are right about this. I mean, it's what we really need to do, and what everyone who's involved in this conflict needs to do, is to do everything they can to resolve this civil war, to halt this humanitarian catastrophe, this political catastrophe.
So, Ron Elving, we still don't seem to have an answer. Do you think this is deliberate, you know, sending out mixed messages about whether Assad needs to go, or how would you read this?
It may not be deliberate, but it is something that is characteristic of Donald Trump and his administration, that he believes in a certain amount of uncertainty, even if you will, a kind of chaos theory. He does believe that we should keep people guessing. And it seems at times that he's keeping people guessing even within his own administration. We don't know what they plan to do next. We don't even know which of the people in the administration is really calling the shots here. But I don't think anyone expects there to be a major escalation or a real campaign to get rid of Assad. I don't think anyone expects us to get involved in this in the way we got involved in Iraq or Afghanistan. And the options are out there. We can do that, or we can do a lot less, or we can just occasionally step in with a rather low-cost intervention such as we saw last week with no American lives lost, no American pilots actually piloting these missiles. They were sent from ships. And maybe we'll start to see some more American planes over Syria and getting involved there with the potential of combat with Russian planes, but not very likely.
Well, let's speak about Russia. Initially, President Trump blamed his predecessor, President Obama, for that apparent chemical attack. An Obama-era deal was supposed to remove chemical weapons, but Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and others over the weekend blamed Russia for not doing their part of that deal, which was to remove those chemical weapons. You know, there's all sorts of rumors floating around. Is this a false kind of sense of fighting between the two countries that they want people to believe because, you know, to take the scent off the investigation into Trump ties to Russia? What do you think's going on with Russia?
There is some evidence that the Russians were not unhappy about having us come in and discipline Assad after that chemical attack, but there are a lot of theories about all of these different relationships. And yes, right at the moment, it does help the Trump administration to look tough on Russia by looking tough on Syria.
Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent, will take that up at another time. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.